woman of faith, your time is now. It's time to transform self-sabotage into self-mastery and revolutionize your world. Do you want to align with God's vibes, adapt to a spirit-led lifestyle, and live out of the fullness of God's plans and purposes for your life? Welcome home. Are you tired of trying to figure out your life and trying to control everything in it? Do you wish you could hear and be led by God? Have you had enough already and just want to be a happy human? How about just living with more clarity, energy, and joy? In the God's Vibes podcast, you will find the freedom and permission to stop being the high-achieving, self-reliant, accommodating one that has it all together, but not really, and simply be who God formed, shaped, and anointed you to be. My mission is to lead you on the ultimate adventure, aligning and tracking with God so you can live a life of peace, power, and purpose. If you're ready to go beyond the ordinary and break out into the extraordinary life God designed for you, you're in the right place. What's good? I'm Juliana Page, daughter of the Most High God, Master Certified Life Coach, 5-time author, prophetic trainer, and minister of God's vibes. After chasing success the world's way, achieving everything I thought I'd wanted, I was still lost in sabotaging my heart's desires. A relationship failure and full-on identity crisis in 2014 brought me finally to my knees. God led me back to His path for my life and asked me to activate other women into the fullness of His power and authority. Years later, I am in awe of His favor and the work I get to do, helping women just like you radically transform their lives from the inside out and guiding them to build spirit-driven success. I will train you to be a powerful person who is a walking testimony of what's possible with God. Using life coaching and biblical and prophetic teaching, I'll show you what it means to dwell in the good land God ordained for your life. Get ready, though, to do the deep internal work of excavating trauma, building resilience, and adjusting how you show up to your divine assignments. While you will slay giants and overcome obstacles, you'll really learn to master yourself. Let's confront the status quo together by giving you the time, space, and energy to prioritize yourself and what truly matters most. I'll help you discover faith and transformation you thought was beyond your reach. Translate your highest ambitions into daily results and train you to become a spiritual heavyweight that lifts the world. In no time, you'll be the woman reigning over every adversity, lack, and destructive habit that is limiting you from experiencing the success, wholeness, and victory you are destined to enjoy. Subscribe now to God's Vibes for spirit-filled real talk, hard-hitting truth with a humorous touch that will help you discover who you are in God, dare to press through your seeming limitations, and chart a divine path that will renew your dreams and transform your future. It's time to experience true freedom through courage, faith, and self-mastery. I dare you to step out in faith and courageously dive into the purposeful life of trusting God for the impossible. Let's go. Welcome back to the God's Vibes podcast. Happy Resurrection Weekend to everybody. We have quite a few episodes that we're releasing in a series here so that you can receive encouragement, wisdom, insights, different messages as you are traveling, commuting, whatever that looks like for you, and also releasing blessing, protection, favor, and goodness over all of you and your families. Thank you for tuning into the God's Vibes podcast. We have a couple of announcements. Some of you have been asking, and we are here to deliver. We have monthly prophetic training launching on Tuesday, April 9th. We could not be more excited about this. This has literally been years in the making, and we're combining 14 years of ministry school, education, training, development, and we're bringing it to you in a very accessible format that is digestible, easy to attain and practice and cultivate and develop over time. So what this looks like is the Courage Co. Prophetic Training. Applications are open for this right now. There are so many details. We are going to be doing a podcast episode on April 2nd, so you can learn more and hear from us on that. But you can apply now, and I recommend applying. So we're not going to just accept everybody into this to make sure that we have the right group of people in here to keep a safe learning environment. So you do have to apply, which looks like answering a few enrollment questions that require approval before we grant you access to officially enroll. So those details are links in the show notes. You can get all the details about prophetic training as a link in the show notes. You can also email info@julianapage.com if after reviewing that you still have questions. Okay, the other thing, some of you wanted to know more about the 30-day faith walking program. We have completed all of the live sessions for that, but for a limited time, you can still enroll in that program by going to www.courageco.org, and you can get the free workbook and access the entire training and all of those replays. So that would be a great thing to do to even start April strong, right? You've got 30 days to just dive into a faith walking challenge and embrace the community that is over there as well. And then for those that are asking about one-on-one coaching with me, I do have a couple of spots open until booked. Until booked, that's the disclaimer. And you can find out all the information about what that looks like by emailing info@julianapage.com. And we will send you all of those details about working together and what that can look like. And then lastly, if you do want to get coached live with me on the God's Vibes podcast, that is totally free. And you're hearing from folks too. It's amazing what happens when you're just willing to step out and courageously share a question that is on your heart or that you've been wrestling with and receive coaching. It blesses those who hear it, and we do share this anonymously, so you don't have to worry about privacy in that way. So if you do want to get coached on God's Vibes, all you got to do is fill out the God's Vibes hotline link in the show notes as well, and then we will schedule a time to get you on the podcast with me. All right, let's go into a message, shall we? Let's do it. So I have an interesting thought slash message for you, and it is about being unoffendable. Being unoffendable. I was given this phrase, this download, this strategy when I was running a private foundation, and it was very, very challenging. There was many obstacles. There was many things that were outside of my control. There was many coworkers that did not manage themselves, either by choice or lack of knowledge and practice in doing that, or even sometimes lack of desire to do so. And that was a volatile, dysfunctional environment more often than not. And I had to decide how I was going to show up. So one of the things that I positioned myself to do was, I am going to be excellent. I am going to represent God well, no matter what. Okay. And I'm doing everything as unto the Lord, not unto man. So those were things that I set in motion. I just set myself, positioned myself to focus on doing that because that was within my control. And then God said, be unoffendable. I need you to be unoffendable. And I'm like, okay, you're going to have to break that down for me, God, and help me understand what you mean, because there's so many reasons for me to be offended, right? But that often means living beyond reasoning, beyond logic, living beyond emotion and what you feel like, right? Living beyond pain and trauma, right? Living in the truth and focusing on what is good, what is lovely, what is noble, and what is praiseworthy. Okay, so it's interesting when you think about offense, right? When you think about offense, a definition of it to help you understand what it means, okay? Offense means an annoyance, a resentment brought about by a perceived insult to or disregard for oneself or one's standards or one's principles. It's like, ugh, you have violated me in some sort of way, right? That's what offense can feel like. Offense, some different synonyms for it: wrongdoing, annoyance, anger, resentment, indignation, irritation, exasperation, wrath, displeasure, fault. Okay. So we're not here to be fault finders. We're not here to be other people's judge either. Okay. So it's really interesting when you think about offense. And when you take offense a little bit further, a little bit deeper, here is an interesting flow that I feel like can be helpful. So scenario one, someone offends me. And here's what we often do in the world and when we're not trusting God, Holy Spirit, right? Number one, somebody offends me, and then here's what I do. I tell people about it. I phone a friend, right? And I'm acting like I'm a victim. You need to feel sorry for me. Really, I'm gossiping and probably involving the wrong people into something, right? Then the listeners, whoever I phone, whoever I start talking to about it, begin to think less of my offender and whoever I'm talking about. Then they join me in speaking negatively about my offender, right? And then what I've succeeded in doing here is I've succeeded in causing others to sin. I've created division in relationships. I've made myself even more upset by rehashing the details over and over, by ruminating on it and focusing on it in my mind, directly, knowingly, and willfully disobeying God's word by reacting according to my flesh rather than submitting to the Spirit of God. Yikes, and ew, and not fun, right? Not fun. When it comes to being somebody that is operating in excellence and in honor, if you truly want to be a person of action, right, and of excellence and of honor, you don't have time for offense and gossip, and it's not godly at all. And if you're going to contribute anything to a conversation, offer support, offer prayer, offer encouragement, offer the truth, right? Be the person in the room who at least attempts to see the silver lining, the lesson, or the hidden wisdom in a situation, and get really good at developing mastery in that. This is a practice that will do wonders for your life and make you a leader among your friends and often among other people. I like to think about this. Here's a really great question to ask yourself. If everyone treated people the way you treat people, what would the world look like? Right? If you are easily moved and easily offended all the time, you are probably not fun to be around. Just saying. Right? Really, our first priority, the way Jesus says it, is that we are to make loving God our first priority. And when you're not loving others, you're not loving God. Everything else that's important falls into place as we develop our love relationship with God. And we cannot have healthy love without God. We don't know what love is apart from God. Okay? So that is one path. Now, when you decide to embrace the truth, here's some of what the Word of God says. Instead of being offended, in Romans 12, 18, it says, if it is possible, and it is, as far as it depends on you, and it does, live at peace with everyone. Okay, now this is different in abusive situations, right? You don't try to make peace with an abuser. There is no such thing. So I just want to use that as a side note here. But if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. A lot of times this is meekness, which is not weakness, right? It's knowing how powerful you are. It's knowing that you could say something. It's knowing that you could act here, but you choose to move in wisdom, not just reacting to a situation in anger or in frustration or in offense. You choose to use your power to control yourself, not to lash out at somebody else. Okay, it says Hebrews 12, 14, make every effort to what? To live in peace with everyone and be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. So when people see you offended and angry and frustrated and all agitated, what are they seeing? They are not seeing the Lord. They are not seeing a healthy model of how to do relationships. It's probably making them more anxious. It's probably transferring that anger onto them as well, right? That is not what we are called to do. We are called to make every effort to live in peace, not in offense, not in frustration, with everyone. With everyone, and to be holy, because without holiness, no one will see the Lord. Then taking it further, Proverbs 17:9 says, "He who covers an offense promotes love, but he who repeats a matter separates best friends," right? So I have shared before that I do not enjoy gossip or hanging around with people that do. I would not appreciate people gossiping about me. I also know that not everyone can know details about your life and have the privilege of keeping those private, right? Even some people that say, "Is there anything I can do to pray for you?" They're just asking about that so they can gossip and go phone a friend and talk about you. So you have to be wise and discerning, even about people that are fronting like they are well-meaning, but really just want to gossip. You have to be wise and discerning, okay? Not everyone can be privy to your private life and what you are walking through. Some people can, and you have to have wisdom and discernment in choosing who you share details with, okay? There are people that can cover you, that can pray for you, that can hold you accountable to the truth. That is very different. You also can cover an offense. Like if somebody is bringing something to you, if somebody is bringing gossip to you, you can shut it down. And I've found when you do that, people don't bring gossip to you anymore. They learn that you're not somebody that's available for that, so they don't keep bringing it to you. Okay? So think about that. What are you available for? Proverbs 19:11 says, "Good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense." So this means, oh yeah, I could feel some kind of way, and I probably will. I could easily react in this moment, but I'm going to choose wisdom. I'm going to choose to overlook this offense. If it needs to be addressed, the Bible is clear about that too. I'm going to go to this person privately, okay, and address it. We are to cover offense and promote love. We are not meant to gossip and talk about other people, okay? So another path, if you're going to do it with excellence, when you are offended, meaning you can feel offense, right? You can feel angry, but you don't have to sin. Go directly to God in prayer. There's an idea and a life strategy. Go directly to God in prayer. So number one, somebody offends me. Scenario two, what I'm going to do, instead of going to tell people about it and phoning a friend, right? "Oh my God, do you know what she did to me? Do you know what she said to me?" Right? Instead of that, go directly to God in prayer. He listens to me and gives me his better perspective. We need God's perspective. We just do. When we get God's perspective, when we get his wisdom, when we get his revelation, we feel peace. The peace of God literally floods our soul, and the need to vent to others is gone. And what we've done here is we've honored God by valuing unity over the very temporary pleasure of gossiping, gaining sympathy from other people. Okay? So offense does not glorify God. It is not of God, and it's not meant to be something that we indulge in and get good at. Instead, what we are here to do is to walk in holiness, to pursue the Lord, to promote peace among one another, to set an example of what's possible when you could be offended in how you respond versus react. So I want to challenge you as we're around family and friends, as we see different things in the news that could be an abomination to the Lord, right? Instead of getting distracted by offense and sowing sin, think about how you could pursue the Lord and promote peace in whatever situation is coming to mind. Instead of gossiping, talking to others, and moving in dishonor, how can you go to the Lord, get his perspective, and promote unity, peace, and honor instead of strife, division, and distraction. This is the challenge. Living unoffendable does not mean that you won't think some thoughts. It does not mean that you won't feel some things, but you can choose what you do with those feelings. You do not have to let feelings be your God or your doctrine. You do not have to move in logic and reasoning. You can meditate on whatsoever is pure, lovely, noble, and praiseworthy, Philippians 4:19. You can pursue God and get his perspective, and you can walk in excellence and honor and model the way. You treat others through love and honor because you are loving and honoring, not because they are. You are a powerful person and you demonstrate it by how you act, by how you respond to things. And when you allow people to just take your power, your strength is small, right? When we give up in the face of adversity, the Bible says our strength is small. But we can lean in with God. We are born for adversity. We are here to be solutions. We are here to be answers. We are here to help and transform environments that we enter. But we can't do that when we are easily offended. And we do need, in such times as this, self-control. A person without self-control is like a city without walls. So a challenge to yourself, instead of waiting for others to change, instead of waiting for others to get their act together, instead of being judgmental and critical of how they're showing up and gossiping about it, how about you look at yourself and control yourself and submit to God, humble yourself before the Lord and allow him to lift you up and walk through situations with his power and authority, not your weakness and offense. I challenge you to consider this, especially with those that are the most prickly humans in your life, and see how that might change and create a ripple of God's light and illuminate so many different things in your world. Just illuminate darkness that is in you and around you. All right. I hope this message blessed you. If you haven't joined us yet in Courage Co., I highly encourage you to do so. You can join us over at www.courageco.org for weekly life groups, prophetic prayer calls, different programs that we have as well. But it is such a joy to do community together, and you are invited to be a part of that. All right, everybody, until next time, stay blessed. Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co. yet, what are you doing? Courage Co. is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind, where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in. You're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop a aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. Gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity, and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think, and succeed the way He always intended, and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.